What's up, boys and girls? My name is Jeffrey at Jeffrey TV, coming to you live on Memorex from the default location, default route. I remember back maybe late May, early June, when I was planning out my summer travel to participate in family celebrations, baby showers and graduations and concerts and my birthday, etc. Thinking to myself, I'm not going to have a Jeffrey weekend, a Jeffrey time weekend until the middle of July for like a whole month. Granted, I do enjoy planning out in organizing my travel and my life and my appointments, obligations, or engagements. I love planning the airfare, the cars, the hotels, the lodging. Am I going to rent a car? Am I going to use Uber? How am I get back and forth to the airport? Blah, blah, blah. How am I going to save PTO? All that goes into the travel before the travel. And it's work. It's work that I enjoy, but it's still work. It needs to be done. And once it's all set in place, from experience, because I've done this so much, there's a comfort and a relaxation almost to it. It pretty much starts when, I just may be saying this to be saying it, but it pretty much starts when I get to the flyway. Once I get to the flyway, that means I'm on track. Usually, after work, catching an Uber, there's a little bit of tension in that. A little bit of, you know, are they going to come? How much is it going to cost? You got to wait to the last minute to book the Uber. And then when you book them and you step outside, you call them, and they'll be here in 2 minutes. And you got to walk out your apartment, lock it up, blah, 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 blah. You know, once I get past that, and I get in that Uber, get a flyaway, which is only like a 12-minute ride, I buy my ticket for the shuttle online in the Uber. Take my keys, house keys and such, and car key, and put them in my book bag because I'm going to be using them for a certain amount of time. And that's when I can exhale and just, okay, I got everything, and you know, it's on. But it's travel, and it's being away from home, and it's being away from some Jeffrey time relaxation days. Now, granted, when I was back in the ultimate remote location, Youngstown, Ohio, staying at my daughter's house, had a great time hanging out with granddaughter. You know, there's times when I'm there alone, but it's not the same. It's not the same. I got back. In fact, I got back at 8:40 Saturday. And I do believe that by 11 a.m., I was unpacked. I was back home and unpacked. So about 11:30, maybe say 11:30 a.m. Saturday until Monday at noon. You know, I had time, but even that wasn't enough. Even that, because I mean, Jeffrey time could go deep. Jeffrey time used to go too deep, in fact. I used to go so deep, it would take time to go in and come out. It was a recovery period. That's back when I was indulging in recreational drugs and maybe drinking 30 years ago. The Jeffrey Tam probably started 30 years ago too. Way back. 34 fact. 1989 is when I had my last drink. And I redid the math. That's 35 years ago. I mean, it was times where, you know, Friday, get off work Friday, get home. I wouldn't see another human being until I went to work Monday. And that situation has evolved to having that solitude and that time to myself that I need to replenish. That I need to replenish. And so I remember in May, end of May or so, I'm looking at the schedules and this and that. I'm like, my God. You know, and it's good in some ways that I keep busy and keep in motion, because these Jeffrey times, Jeffrey days, I can get lazy, and that's the whole point. But I put on weight. Mr. Scale hollers at me usually after the such. And I understand why. I earn that extra weight and I deserve it. But I'm back now to the default location, default route. What I do, how I do it, when I do it most of the time, wearing my default clothes. My default uniform. And speaking of default clothes and default uniform, I, in my work clothes, my work shirt, I noticed that my default work shirt, I wear in a regular shirt. One of the sleeves is literally half the size of the other one. Clearly, just, what's it called? Not default, what's the word? We have clothes that aren't, you know, I forget what the word is, but y'all know what the word is. Not that broken, but irregular. Irregular. And that's my go-to shirt. And now it's a thing. So, I'm not gonna change it. Just stick to it. And this is the same. I got a bunch of these shirts and long sleeve shirts. They're large. And since I wear a medium now, and I'm trying to stay in a medium, I'm fighting it. Because I'm at the edge now where a lot of my medium stuff doesn't fit. Speaking of which, Mr. Scale told me 221.0 this morning, which is up, which is probably at least 8 or 9 pounds up, which isn't bad considering that what I put in to get here. I mean, I ate back on. People cook. I love the cooking back there. I mean, ribs, freaking cake balls, my ham spread, Snyder's popcorn, Herb's potato chips, even the Great Value barbecue potato chips. The Great Value barbecue potato chips with cheese puffs. Cheetos cheese puffs. Oh my God. Along with all the other food and chicken. And, oh my God. Just so much. It's just, you know, I put it on. I love to eat. And I enjoy it myself. And I put on some weight. And now I'm out here. And I think the one thing that saved me, or that kept me in the game, was walking. I got my 10,000 steps in. I got my 10,000 steps in every day since February 24th. So I'm on a streak. And now I can just get up and walk 10,000 steps, you know, about 5 miles or so. On a whim, just jump up and do it. It's no problem. I'm in that condition. And I think I need to be in that condition because I'm getting older. I see a lot of people my age and younger who ain't in nowhere near as good a shape as I am. You can tell by the movement, just the getting around, standing up, moving around, this or that, the weight they may be carrying, nowhere near as agile, and in a lot of cases as spirited and vibrant as I am. And I really much like to say that it's because I'm out here walking every day. Not only, see, the walking is the physical part. The mental part, I get out here with no music, just me walking, thinking, you know, in my own head, thinking about life and what I want to do and where I need to go, what I need to accomplish, you know, just as far as the administrative chores of life. You know, nothing, you know, and every now and then I think about the big picture, the Jeffrey TV legacy, you know, finances, it's everything. You know, I'm on top of it. So I'm out here walking. And all that, the walking, the physical part, the thinking part, and the just being outside. The just being outdoors. Getting used to just being outside. I think that plays a big part in my experience of life and my openness to it and my, I don't know, you know how to describe it, just being outside. Because there was a time where, you know, it wasn't like I didn't like being outside, but, and it was more than just it being really cool to be inside. It was more than that. You know, it wasn't so much that I just enjoyed being inside. There's a little bit more apprehension to going outside, maybe, or just more comfortable being inside. So outside was a, you know, going outside was a thing. That's what it is. Going outside was a thing. You know, not on the most severe, grandest scale, but it was a thing. Oh, I got to go outside. But now it's like, oof. You know, I'm used to being out here. Then a lot of times where I go, especially in Youngstown or here, and I'm riding around places I walk. And it's fun. And I like to tease myself with it. But it does, I try to let it bug me or be a thing that I'm always walking, I'm driving and walking around the same place all the time. You know, maybe I need to expand my horizon to go farther, go to different places. You know what I mean? I expand my, just my territory or my whatever, just to go to different places. Cause it's like, wow, I walk here, you know, and when I drive around and do stuff, but just being out, it's a thing. That part, I think, has to play into my psychic in a way, you know, just being out. It probably helps me to enjoy my Jeffrey time when I'm in the house, which I'm thinking this weekend, get off Friday. It could be a full Jeffrey weekend. That's why this week needs to be a solid, calorie restricted. I need to get the weight down for this weekend. I need to come down, and that 221 needs to be down to 213 by Friday. When I wake up on Friday, I would love to be at 213. And it can happen. It can happen. But last night was, I finished up the rest of the Handles ice cream I had. And cookies. And I kind of went in hard on some of the food I had brought back and was in the refrigerator. But I ended up going to bed at 10 o'clock. So I was tired, you know. I was really tired. I'm sitting there watching TV. I'm like, I don't want to do this. So I basically ate too much and went to bed at like 10 o'clock. You know, I didn't get to sleep till about maybe 11:30 or so. But even that is fairly early, considering I don't have to get up till 9. So I calculate the hours. I was like, hell, you know, I'll sleep it, you know. I sleep the hours. I don't care. When I feel good, maybe, like I say, like got maybe too much sleep, and that I may feel a little bit drowsy, but I'm out here. It's good weather. It's gonna be hot today. Right now it's 73. It says 73 when I walked out the house on my phone. And right now it's nice. It's gonna be hot. That's okay. I got air conditioning in the house. I work today. Put in a good work day. Then after work, you know, watch my eating. Make those steps. And it usually happens. You know, the first day back usually, you know, I it's hard to come off of it. It takes a few days to get back into that normal eating pattern. Because let's just face it. When I was a youngster, I was getting down. I get off work. It'd be like 11 o'clock p.m. Because it's 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock here is 11 o'clock p.m. And I still work the same shift. So as far as my work goes, they don't know if I'm here in California and Ohio. Because I work in the same hours. They don't know. And they're not supposed to know. I mean, it's not that they're not supposed to know. It's that it doesn't matter. It shouldn't matter. It should be seamless as far as they're concerned. You know, just have less disruption, less, you know, involvement or whatever. It's, you know, it's where you at. In fact, my boss be like, where you at now? Well, I tell him I work from New Orleans because I took a day and she was like, well, we need you that day. I was like, all right. So I actually took my laptop with me. I took two laptops. I went to New Orleans with just a backpack. Had two laptops, power pack, you know, in my bag. I didn't bring that many clothes. Like, I hardly bought any clothes. Because it was going to be hot anyway. Didn't bring any cameras, I don't think. So, traveling like that. So, as I say that, that's not true. Because I do have some sort of unconditional love for my children that it seems like I just can't get rid of. Now, it's just inherent. It's just something built in to my instinct or in subconscious or something. It's just something that's just ingrained in me. Just a part of me that I don't think I could stop even if I wanted to. And it's definitely with my children. Probably some with my niece, probably some with, you know, people or children I've grown up with, or, you know, since they were born, I was there with them or something about that. And that, I don't know if love is the word, but if I say love, it pretty much, I'm comfortable with what that may be interpreted as when I'm talking about this. But, and I have that for certain things and certain people in my life, that no matter what they do, I'll stand behind them. Maybe it's a loyalty and not a love. Or maybe it's a affiliation and not a love. Association or a connection and not a love. But as far as granddaughter goes, you say, yeah, I imagine people say, yeah, it's your granddaughter and you love her. And of course you love her. No, I'm not that shallow. Everybody, every relationship I have is reevaluated periodically to make sure that we both are maintaining the roles and positions of the relationship to a standard or level that makes it worthy of continuing. I evaluate. Now, like I said, as far as unconditional quote unquote love or association, or I wouldn't even call it obligation or responsibility. That's going too far. It's just something before that. It's before obligation and responsibility. something in me that's before the what you're supposed to do. Oh wow, look at this. Been walking past this house for years. They getting it together. But in saying that too, liking somebody, I know I don't have unconditional like for anything. No, I'll stop liking. It'll change. Association change. I'll cut it off. We'll get rid of it. We'll step to the side, et cetera, et cetera. There's no unconditional obligation or responsibility. See, that's where obligation responsibility comes later. Comes after what I'm talking about as far as this thing I got for my children. And probably my sister and my mother and family. You know, people who are real close to me. Probably some friends too, to a degree. It's like something that bonds us. And a lot of people, like I said, will call it love. And this and that. And they'll make it all gooey and whatever. Spiritual or this or that. But to maintain that, there's an evaluation process periodically. And liking someone is definitely not a condition. I don't like, because, oh, that's your granddaughter. Of course you like her. No, I'm definitely not that shallow. Oh, that's your son, your daughter. Of course you like her. Nope. If they do something out of line, and out of line is purely subjective to the way I think things should be, and maybe even more so to the way I live my life, to standards that I achieve, that I expect. Well, expect is a strong word, but standards that I maintain in my life, certain things that I adhere to, that I expect other people to, knowing they don't or they can't, I give them leeway as far as that goes. One of which is being on time. One of which is being on time and not being late. Because I know people be late all the time. You know, you just got to get used to it. Everybody isn't as prompt and as punctual as I am. So that I just built in. You know, I'll even think that maybe I'm a little too much focused and prompt on that and could probably let it go, but nope, that's where I operate. If I say 3 o'clock, I'm gonna be there at 2:57 or 2:55. Actually, I'm gonna be there like 20 minutes early. Let's just be honest. That's just how I roll and how I do it. And I can't expect other people to do that. There's certain behaviors and attitudes that, and it's, I can't say it that way because I judge, but the bottom line is I really don't care. The bottom line it comes down to is I don't care enough to make it a thing. If somebody get mad at me for something I say or do, what they need to do is stop and realize that they aren't that significant. To a degree, it might hurt their feelings, and that's what happens when they find out that they aren't that significant enough for me to really care. Do what you want. I don't care who, you know, what pronouns you use or what sexuality or what church or religion or, you know, if you lie every time you talk or, you know, if you racist. It doesn't matter. You're barely a blip on my radar. You're in the peripheral. Everything is Jeffrey. I focus on me and what I do and the sphere that I can control. And I control the hell out of it. I manipulate it. My manipulate is kind of maybe a deceptive word. But manipulate is probably the word, even though it sounds, you know, derogatory and a negative thing. But I do organize, manage, aware of, It's just a matter of knowing and understanding life and what life is and how life works, and having a solid understanding of how I believe things work and how to get life and people around me to work together for my benefit. No, for all of our benefit, but mine first, because I'm subjective and it's all about me, just as it should be all about you. Not sure why I went down this road, but, oh, because I wrote a post yesterday about how so many people worried about this and that, and somebody posted something about racism. I'm like, oh my God, how can you, people posting about racism and this and that, yeah, but mostly racism, and I don't even see it in my life. And I've done 10 times as many things as a lot of people, been 10 times as many places, met 10 times as many people. I'm 10 times as black, 10 times as obnoxious, and I don't see this racism they talk about. I don't see it. But you talk to some people, the narrative, it's like fact. And again, I'm not saying that racism does not exist. I'm not saying that, again, I'm not saying that racism does not exist. But what I am saying, I do not believe it's as significant or as rampant or has such an effect on the people's lives as a lot of black people want to make it out to be. And I get it. You keep your foot on the gas, you keep the pressure on, you keep getting that advantage, you maintain that advantage. You don't want to loosen up and say, okay. You don't want to loosen up and say, you know, it's a little better now. You want to keep the pressure on them to keep them guilty or defensive. I can basically understand that as a ploy. But it's the Democratic Party out there. Their whole, it's like their ideology and basis for being a party is racism, it seems. They're pushing racism to the point. And I just don't see it. It's their campaign. It's not even about the president being good or this person being the right person for the job. It's about painting their opponent as a racist and putting the fear of racism in quote unquote Project 2025. Somebody need to do a scopes on that. I'm gonna do some deep dive in this Project 2025. Because people posted some crazy stuff about it. Saying Project 2025 is going to take away all your benefits. It's going to take away your whole life and all your benefits. There's a lot of, I wouldn't even say misinformation, but I guess it could be misinformation. There's a lot of exaggerated interpretations of what Project 2025 is, and I can say that without even reading it. I can say that without any proof. We're doing any research. I just know the internet. You just know social media. You know, it's just built in. You know, there's going to be some exaggerated accounts or what they think this Project 2025 is, just to push the fear. And all down my news feed, that's all I see. Project 2025. They're going to do this. They're going to do that. It's fear. They're pushing it out there to get you to vote Democrat. And they paint Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, as the purveyor of this. And they'll even tie it to Hitler and the Third Reich and all that dictatorshipism. And that's their campaign. And in my post I missed yesterday, I don't see none of that. I've been all around the world, all over this country. Big, black, and obnoxious. And I just don't see it. And it's a good chance I never have. I cannot think of one significant racial incident in my life. And I'm not just saying that to be able to say it. I really can't. There's been some misunderstandings. I've been called nigger. I've been attacked racially because out of anger. And I get that. I differentiate that. If somebody just mad at me and they want to hurt me in that situation and they know calling me a nigger is going to do that, I don't call that racism. I call that fighting fair. I call that doing what you got to do, you know, to get your lick in. They don't even got to be a racist to do that. Just because they use the word nigger or say this or that don't make them a racist. They're trying to inflict pain and harm on me. We're at war. So I don't know if it's racist or not or this or that. But it's got to be different. Yeah, I won't. It's too crazy out there. I know. So, I'm not sure how I got down the racism kick, but I did want to talk about it anyway. Well, anyway, it's good to be back to some normalcy. I need to do a few weeks of solid work and eating correctly-ish and exercise, build up my PTO, bring down my weight, get a little bit more discipline. Because when I got on the scale in Ohio, that first day, that Saturday, I got there. Mr. Scale told me 211. And I knew that was way low. I knew for God that was way low. Like I like to say, as soon as I even looked at a glass of water, I know I put on 4 pounds. I mean, I just knew that's an anomaly weight, but it's an indication of trend. 211. I knew. Next thing I know, I'm 223 and earned it. I think I had circus peanuts, cherry sour balls, Danish, cheesecake Danish, oatmeal sandwich cookies, the oatmeal marshmallow sandwich cookies, soda, ribs, cake balls, chicken, ham salad sandwiches, hamburgers, hot dogs, macaroni and cheese. Oh, it was just on. And I knew it going there then. So I got to prepare myself. So even though I'm kind of down on myself for that, the work I'm putting in now and the work I put in walking every day that sometimes I'm not so enthused about really helps. It probably really, really helps. Mentally, physically, psychologically, just to be out there and keep that motion, to stay in motion and not have a day that where, you know, I don't walk or a day where I'm just completely lazy because it could spiral. Talk about a downward spiral. Whew. It spirals down fast. Like my sister, she's a teacher, so like she offered the whole summer and that's dangerous. You ask me, having that much time off is dangerous. I don't know what I do. That's why I can't retire. Because I got to keep moving. Well, I don't know what's going on. I end up being in my apartment, watching Netflix and Amazon Prime. Instacart, I even go as far as Instacart. Won't even see my car for 2 months. I'll be doing Instacart. And then if it get really bad, start doing DoorDash. And that's bad. I do DoorDash maybe 3 times a year. And I think Grubhub is supposed to be free now with my Amazon or something. They always say free delivery, but they still put other charges on it. They ain't slick at all. I don't get it. They say free delivery, but it ain't free. But I think my daughter has free Walmart delivery, but it ain't really free because she paying $99 a year for it. Now see, that I respect. But some of them other things, they be saying free delivery, free this, free that. They be having service fees and the whatnot. It ain't hardly free. And I can actually catch myself being in there, being locked in. I catch myself being in there, being locked in. And not wanting to do nothing or go nowhere. And being in a house and sink down into that. Nope. So I'm gonna keep my streak going. 10,000 steps at least every day. And I'll get 16,000 on work days. But one thing I am doing though, what I might stop doing, is starving myself doing work. I might need to eat a little something, something in the middle of the day, just to take that edge off. And I also need to start brushing my teeth at night and much more often. Just little things, you know, to improve, which is already a very righteous Jeffrey. Anyhow, swinging on y'all, two times, for me, and for the phone, and for every elementary particle that has ever existed in this, or in any universe that ever was, is, or will be. The totality of it all, theory of universe. Hypothesis of all as one. My name is Jeffrey.